The baseball insider Andy Carbone is here with us. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. And Andy, I guess the biggest news out of Red Sox spring training was J.D. Martinez in camp, the newest Red Sox player, yesterday.
Yep, finally it is official, Bill, that he has signed that contract. He has his shirt and hat, and he's off and running. It should be in the lineup before you know it, of course. It was about a week ago that the Red Sox did announce that they've signed Martinez to the five-year, $110 million contract, but that contract language was delayed for the week for the official announcement because of an injured foot that he sustained last year. Some new wording in the contract to leave the Red Sox less liable in the length of the contract if he has problems with that foot. So we'll have to see how that all plays out going forward.
So, Andy, would that be a footnote?
Yes, it would, Bill. That's a good one. I like that, a footnote. And those footnotes are very expensive.
Let me tell you, folks, we do not rehearse these too much. I mean, Andy prepares for them extensively, but on my end, no, not so much. Okay. Now, David Price is in the news and related to J.D. Martinez. Tell us about that.
Well, he certainly was. He helped recruit J.D. to come play for the Red Sox. Price and Martinez were teammates with the Tigers second half of 2014, the first half of 2015. But Price did tell J.D. that you love the guys in the clubhouse, but the fans will boo you. There's a lot of negativity in the city. So I gave Martinez a little heads up on that. That was nice of Price to tell him about what he's going to be dealing with if he doesn't get off to a hot start and hit 10 balls over the wall within the first month. So we'll have to see how that all plays out going forward. But then in his press conference yesterday, Martinez did downplay the conversation he had with Price. So it's he said, she said when it comes to the negativity part of it. But Martinez was towing the company line on his first interview.
Gotcha. Andy, any other notes on Martinez, on things that are related to him as he comes into camp?
Well, as he comes into camp, he'll be wearing the number 28 that was previously worn for the last few weeks by Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Cora did wear number 28 throughout his playing career, but he said he'll happily give it up for Martinez, who was worn that number, of course, during his career. The Red Sox had to make a move on the 40-man roster to put Martinez on. In doing so, they've traded outfielder Bryce Brents to the Pittsburgh Pirates for cash considerations. And a little footnote as well as we drop in the footnotes. Martinez spent his 19th birthday at Fenway Park. He has posted on Twitter pictures of him and his sister at the game back August 21st of 2006. Red Sox lost the Yankees that day 2-1. But Martinez's show sitting in the grandstand behind home plate, taking pictures outside of Fenway Park as well. So, and he was wearing a Red Sox hat and T-shirt on that day. So that was kind of interesting to see.
A lifelong Red Sox fan joining the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, I saw those pictures. That was interesting. What else do you have for us related to the Red Sox, Andy?
Well, they made another minor move in the last few days. They've signed relief pitcher left-hander Tommy Lane to a minor league deal. Lane previously pitched for the Red Sox from 2014 through 2016. Last year, Lane did pitch for the Yankees. He was he'll be down in minor league camp throughout spring training. No official invite to major league spring training camp, but we'll probably see him in a few spots here and there throughout spring training. He's just a little depth for the organization, and obviously most likely he'll be starting the season in Pawtucket. Manager Alex Cora announced that Hanley Ramirez will be batting third this year. So that means that if that's the case, he'll be probably getting the bulk of the playing time at first base, which leads to less playing time for the re-signed Mitch Moreland at first base. We'll see how that all plays out. And, of course, as we've talked about throughout the winter, that Ramirez has that stipulation in his contract, 497 at-bats on the season, and his contract automatically renews for next year at $21 million. And Red Sox tops prospect, third baseman Michael Chavis, he strained his left oblique muscle. He'll be out at least through the rest of spring training.
All right, so as far as Red Sox spring training, we all know you open up with the Northeastern and BC. That happened. Now it's on to other games, I guess. And we're actually, about a month away from opening day?
Yeah, we're climbing in on that, 30 days away. Red Sox will be in St. Petersburg against the Tampa Bay Rays, and then opening day at Fenway just a week later. So before you know it, the Sox will be down on Yawkey Way. Red Sox this week have 8 spring training games. Yesterday they did beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 13-2. Today they have a split squad game at Fort Myers between the Cardinals, and they're also playing the Twins. So the Red Sox will be busy this week. Some games will be on TV, so you can catch all the action here, there, and everywhere. And Red Sox only have 2 off days in terms of playing games up until the start of the season. So the Red Sox will be very busy in the news going forward.
Yeah, I noticed, which is no surprise, the Red Sox games and spring training are on 8:50 a.m. But, Andy, I remember 8:50 a.m., but I remember a story a few months ago where Channel 25 was doing some spring training games. That's got to still be in the mix somewhere. Maybe not till the weekends.
They're doing games on Thursdays. They did both the Northeast and NBC game. They covered it last Thursday. And then for the next four Thursdays, they will be carrying the games. They're all 1 o'clock games on Thursday afternoons on Fox 25. So you can check those out. If for some reason you don't have Nesson, you can catch a few Sox spring training games before the season starts.
Yeah, like the old days. There you go. All right, Andy, take us around Major League Baseball. I know we didn't talk all that long ago, but what's the news from the MLB?
Well, a couple things that have popped up since the last time we spoke. All 30 teams wore the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School baseball hats during their games this past weekend, showing support for the Parkland, Florida community after the school shooting back on February 14th. And after those games, the hats were autographed by the different players and will be auctioned off for charity purposes. The L.A. Angels of Anaheim lowering the right field fence from 18 feet to 8 feet for newly acquired pitcher outfielder Shohei Ohtani from Japan. And former Red Sox third baseman Will Middlebrooks having another issue since he's left the team. He's now playing for the Phillies, his third organization in the last 3 years. And unfortunately for Mr. Middlebrooks, he broke his left leg in a collision with an outfielder going after a pop-up over the weekend.
Oh, man. So does Ohtani of the Angels have a wall phobia or something? What's the deal there?
I mean, the deal there is trying to lower the fence, trying to help his home run potentials going to right field with a shorter fence.
Gotcha. All right. But he also pitches, huh? That's interesting.
He does pitch. He's most likely going to be used more so in the starting rotation to start the season. The Angels are going with a six-man rotation starting the season. That's something that teams have really not done in Major League Baseball on a consistent basis. Over in Japan, that is more common. So they're kind of playing into his comfort level on that end. And supposedly, on days he's not pitching, they're going to try to work him into the lineup 2-3 days a week as a designated hitter.
Well, with the Angels lowering the wall, just another thing from California to aggravate President Trump, huh? Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Absolutely.
Ba-ba-boom. Okay, that's it for me. Okay. And, Andy, we'll let it go here, but we'll talk again soon.
It sounds like a plan, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.